Last year when we talked about the Southeast Division, we pretty much laughed it off. It was Washington and a bunch of other jerks. But this year, there might actually be some competition. So we put our thinking caps on. We actually did a little bit of research. And we're going to give you right now the lowdown, the skinny, as it were, on the Southeast Division. Okay, our first of our six division previews. We're on location. I don't know if there's any kind of background noise going on. We're on location at 8 rinks, as our previous episode talked about, at the longest game. And we're going to talk a little bit about some Southeast hockey. But before I get to my good friend Chris Withers, I'd just like to say Southeast, Gary Bettman, Southeast. Look those up in the dictionary, will ya? Because Winnipeg is neither south nor east. Hey Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I am very much west and very much great.
I'm kind of north, and I don't really know where else to go with that.
Incidentally, north and west is where Winnipeg belongs.
Do you want to start with Winnipeg?
They are interesting.
The Winnipeg Jets. First of all, hate the logo.
Love the logo. Should we leave it at that?
I don't know you anymore, man.
You do.
That's true. You like really ugly things. With the exception of your lovely fiance.
It's okay, Jason. She doesn't listen to this.
You're an outstanding person and easy on the eyes.
You are correct to apologize, but she doesn't listen to this. Don't worry about it.
Well, just in case any of her friends or hangers-on or anyone who might know her does, I would like to say that when I said you don't like pretty things, I was not referring to your choice in women, because that's just wrong. But you have a history of choosing very ugly uniforms.
What would you prefer? Would you really like them to go back to that ugly old Jets logo that they had before?
Yes!
Why?
In fact. Yes, the classic Jets logo, it's a classic.
It's ugly.
Classic.
Ugly.
Way, way better than the Salmon Canuck jerseys that you somehow in your brain-damaged little noggin.
Okay.
Were you concussed at some time? Is that why you like these things?
It may have been dropped on my head. There is a difference. My father smoked a lot of marijuana. There could have been secondhand highs when I was a child. The Salmon Canucks jerseys were great. I would never want them back. I would like to own one. These Winnipeg Jets new duds, the logo, I think is classy. It's simple.
It looks like a pin that you would get for a year's service at Air Canada. Like, honestly, you're a bellhop in a hotel. They give you this instead of a raise.
You have no taste.
I do have taste. Anyway, I do like the fact that they are paying homage to the military history in Winnipeg, the whole aviation industry in Winnipeg for many, many years. And the Royal Canadian Air Force, of course, has a very big presence there. So I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I just don't like this lapel pin logo of theirs. But let's talk about the team. What's going to happen on the ice? First, we have to address the fact that we look down the transactions that the Atlanta Thrashers / Winnipeg Jets did over the summertime, and we see traded, signed elsewhere, signed free agent, and then we see deceased.
Yeah, poor Rick Rippon, former Canuck. Do we know what the cause was yet? I haven't heard.
Well, depression. I mean, he suffered from depression.
He was depressed. It's sad. And
it's a tragic story. He's 27 years old.
Yeah. And it's great to see that I'm sure they're doing something similar in Winnipeg, but Mike Gillis has come out and said that the Canucks are going to be stepping up they're going to be throwing their weight around in the fight to end depression.
Yeah, basically, in professional sport, and not just professional sport, in business in general, it's not something we often talk about, right? It's seen as a disease or an illness for the weak and all that kind of thing. So for a fighter to come out and just say,
yeah,
hey, I've got a mood disorder, is tough, and so that's
why I would think. I would think, especially in professional sports, more so than the professions that you and I are employed in.
Yeah, so it's something that he had actually said that he would, once he got a handle on it, that he would want to come out and help kids who suffered from it and everything. And anyway, I was never a big fan of the fisticuffs, but I really do respect Rick Rippon for the battles that he went through off the ice, and it's always tragic to hear somebody whose life ends prematurely like that. So,
on the ice, it's a big loss for them. He would have sparked this team, and frankly, they need a spark.
Well, I mean, he and Tanner Glass put together were going to be a pretty good couple of spark plugs on that team. Yeah. I mean, take a look. What's their top forward line?
Well, I mean, their three best players are going to be Andrew Ladd, Nick Antropov, and Evander Kane.
Okay, so that's their best forwards. They've also got Dustin Byfuglien.
They have Dustin Byfuglien, yeah, on the back line.
On the back end, and
Chris Mason is a on-again, off-again, sometimes looks promising young goaltender, as is Andrei Pavlich.
Other than that, I mean, they've got guys like Blake Wheeler, who showed some promise in Boston.
Yeah, Tobias Enstrom and Johnny Oduya are both reasonably talented defensemen.
With my favorite joke, he will do ya.
I hope not.
This is a team that's going to struggle.
Yeah, just looking at their forwards, I don't see a first line player there.
No.
And mean, Andrew perhaps, Ladd, Andrew Ladd maybe.
Perhaps Evander Kane in a couple of years. I mean, this is an also ran team. They're not going to make the playoffs.
I don't think so. And that's saying something in the Eastern Conference too. So,
last year we picked the Washington Capitals to walk away with the division, and no one else make the playoffs. We were surprised when Tampa showed up.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think these guys are going to show up. They don't have the talent that Tampa does.
No. No, they don't. Similar to Atlanta last year, I can see these guys starting off the season really strong. They're going to be buoyed by an incredibly jacked up home fan base. And
playing for Rippon.
There is that, but I don't know how many of these guys actually knew the guy and how much of an impact that's going to have. But there's also going to be the fact that a lot of teams are going to take these guys lightly because they're not very good. And so I think they might come out of the gate looking okay and then fade as the year goes on.
Right. This team is really going to depend on their coaching too. I mean, if they can pull together as a team and play a, you know, I mean, they're pluggers. This is a blue-collar team.
Yeah.
Can they bang and crash, take advantage of a couple of mistakes, and hold everybody off the score sheet, right? I mean, this is Minnesota Wild hockey.
Yeah, but without the defensive capabilities and the coaching scheme.
Yeah. So, Winnipeg, sorry. Congratulations on getting your team. But, essentially, you've still got an AHL roster.
Yeah. From Winnipeg, we head into the actual Southeast.
Right.
And
Now, this was something you did some research on distances, did you not?
A little bit, yeah. They're in the Southeast Division, which is, from an average travel standpoint, the worst possible option for them. They're going to be traveling an average of 2,490 kilometers to visit each of their division rivals.
So let's put this in perspective. The Vancouver Canucks currently have the worst travel schedule in the NHL. How much do they travel to go to division rivals?
I'm not sure that they do have the worst. I think Detroit might. But 1,395 kilometers on average.
So we're looking at the Winnipeg Jets are going to travel 200 kilometers more than twice the distance that the Vancouver Canucks travel for division rival games on average.
No, and this is why we don't entrust you with mathematics.
Me no like numbers.
Yeah, no.
So what's the difference?
They are going to be going approximately 1,000 kilometers more to each city than the Canucks travel.
So let me get this straight. They're going to be going approximately 1,000 kilometers more per division rival than the Vancouver Canucks currently do.
That's
and
correct.
And the Vancouver Canucks are widely regarded as having an atrocious travel schedule.
That's correct.
And they have an AHL roster, essentially.
Right. Well, at least they're young there.
All righty. Well, let's go on to the, as you said, actual Southeast team. So the Washington Capitals. These guys are now, I think, they're the ones to beat, possibly in the Eastern Conference. They've got a goalie now.
Oh, I think definitely. I mean, they won the Eastern Conference last year.
No, I mean in the playoffs, yeah, well, my friend. I'm saying This is starting to look like an all-around team, finally.
They still don't have a very good defensive core.
Mike Green, Dennis Weidman, Roman Hamrlich, Tom Pody, those are all top guys. They got a decent top
four. Hamrlich is old, and I don't know what he's got left.
That's a decent top four, my friend.
Eh, Potty's all right. I don't know. I'm not sold on them defensively.
Okay.
Mike Green, for all his offensive upside, is not what the Washington Capitals need, because they've got tons of offensive talent in their forward core.
Thomas Vokoun, they pick him up for $1.5 million.
Yeah, he fired his agent 2 weeks later.
Okay, but you got to know Vokoun's pretty excited to actually play for a team.
It's been a while for him.
Has he ever played for a contender? Ever?
A contender? No, I don't think he has.
I can't remember the last time he was in the playoffs.
Probably, I think he made it with Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
not for a contender, though.
Not for a contender. Yeah. This is his opportunity to actually prove he's a decent goaltender.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's not just there to make flashy saves when the defense screws up.
Now, do you think that influenced the salary to that much? Or do you think he said, I will play for anything. Please, 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 God, take me.
Well,
do you think
I don't
the Capitals
know.
Went to him and say, hey, look, we want you, but you've never proven yourself in the playoffs. We're offering this much.
I think that there's probably some of both of those things. There's probably some of Vokoun saying, I just want to play for a team that's got a shot, right? He's been around the league enough. He's put money in the bank. And you know what? I know that you can make a lot more money in the NHL these days, but $1.5 million is not pocket money. I mean, that's a lot of coin.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an opportunity to play for a really strong team.
I don't see how they don't win this division and probably the conference.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think Tampa has a legitimate shot at winning the division because now they have the belief system and they've got Steve Yzerman in the front office. And I think Tampa is potentially got what it takes to challenge them.
They also have my favorite secret weapon.
What's that?
They are installing Tesla coils on either side of the scoreboard so that they can celebrate their goals with actual lightning.
Actual light. This is probably the coolest thing I have seen in a hockey arena in a long, long time. This is very cool.
It has the potential to go so horribly wrong.
The video that I saw, there's no controlling where this lightning goes.
No.
So, I mean...
It's as I understand it, these coils are capable of shooting electricity up to 25 feet.
Yes. Now, you've got to know that some bonehead is going to show up in the crowd with a lightning rod and stand underneath the damn thing. You know it's going to happen. You know it.
It may. Something extra for security to
there
look for.
There is potential for this to go horribly awry. However, it is very cool, and I am looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
This is the equivalent of having an actual killer whale jumping, or breaching in a tank when the Canucks score a goal.
Now, in Calgary, they actually shoot flames.
Yes.
Out of whatever flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Also in Calgary, Calgary Stampeders have an actual horse that gallops the length of the stadium when they score a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think maybe soon in our future, we should have the best scoring celebrations, the seven best. That should be an episode.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, we can
do that.
Because very soon Tampa Bay is going to be high on that list.
All right. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Well, you think
but now, actually, on the ice, they're going to score a lot of freaking goals.
Yes.
Steve Stamkos has re-upped for 7.5 a year. Martin St-Louis has been recharged, I think, by that playoff run and very near miss with Boston. Vincent LeCavalier showed flashes of his old self in the playoffs as well. I mean, this is a good team. My question is, does Pavel Kubina, is he a number one defenseman?
Well, I think they're going to be counting on Victor Hedman to be their number one defenseman. He's got a couple of years under his belt.
Matthias Olin getting a little bit older. Can he step up
and
with those
you know what?
Checks?
It's going to be the age that I think is going to do these guys in. You look at LeCavalier, St. Louis, Matthias Olin, Eric Brewer, Dwayne Rolson, is he 50 yet?
Any minute now. Any minute now. He is the longest game.
Yeah. These guys are old, and I don't know that they're going to be able to keep up.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and I think the goaltending is the one that is going to make the big difference. I think, you know what, Rolson has, everybody's been saying for a few years now, Rolson's old, he's old.
Yeah.
And he surprised everybody.
When it hits, it's going to be sudden, and it's going to be Mathieu Garon trying to back him up.
All I know is, like I said, it's going to be fun to watch. There's going to be tons of goals going the other way. Yeah. So, it's man, this division is starting to look interesting.
Okay.
Also, these guys now, they've got to travel to Winnipeg. How's that travel going to affect them?
I don't think that's going to be a factor. I mean, one team that they have to go visit, you know, across the continent on a regular basis. Three times. They have to go three times. How many games do they play within their conference? Like 50 or 60? Those are all still going to be on the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true enough. Okay, so moving on. Carolina Hurricanes. Do they have anything worth talking about? I mean, obviously Eric Staal. You know what?
I think they'll be improved. I think they can fight for top eight.
You think they might make the playoffs?
Yeah.
So Jeff Skinner, does he repeat what he did last year?
Maybe a bit of a sophomore slump, but he's a good talent.
$14.5 million of cap space. We didn't mention earlier the cap space of the other teams. Winnipeg Jets, $16 million in cap space available. Are they going to be able to spend that? The Washington Capitals are actually almost $1 million over the cap.
So they're going to have to... what happens when you try and record on location.
So you're saying that Carolina is actually going to be improved over last year?
I think so. I think the addition of Thomas Cabrera to run the power play is going to be huge for them.
Yeah, it was sure huge for Boston. They won a cup, but their power play stunk. It was like 10% worse after they got Cabrera than it was before. They won in spite of having an atrocious power play.
I don't think that Claude Julien was managing the power play very well. I think that once they actually experimented with it, instead of throwing out the same formation time after time after time, it improved.
Okay.
And I think that Carolina, who had something like the 26th or 27th best power play in the league, is only going up with a passer of Thomas Cabrera's pedigree on the back line.
Okay, but, I mean, the only guy they got up front who can really put the puck in the net on a regular basis is Eric Staal. Jeff Skinner, we'll see if he can repeat what he did last year. But Joel Morutu, he's not a goal scorer. Jussi Jokinen, not really a goal scorer. Brandon Sutter, Chad LaRose, Alexei Ponikarovsky can put the puck in the net a little bit.
I think you're underestimating Brandon Sutter just a little bit. And well, I think they're going to do just fine.
Well, that's very interesting, and I disagree. I think that Carolina doesn't really offer very much, especially playing against Tampa and Washington all season long.
Okay.
So now it's the interesting case of the Florida Panthers.
Also known as the next team to move to another location.
Really? You think they're going to move before Phoenix?
I don't see how they stay there long term, especially with Dale Tallon at the helm of this franchise.
Well, okay. I mean, first of all, they're not spending all the money that they can, even with the ridiculous amount of money that he threw at Ed Jovanovski and the insane amount of money they're throwing at Brian Campbell and $4.5 million to Thomas Fleshman. The fact is these guys are still $15 million under the cap.
Yeah.
Are they a better team for what they bought over the summer? So we're looking at a top line of Thomas Fleshman, David Booth, and Scotty Upshaw.
Okay.
That's top line.
Yeah. And, boy, Upshaw would struggle to stay on the second line on most teams.
Now, I mean, first line for having a hot girlfriend, okay?
His girlfriend.
Yeah, just look it up, my friend. Look it up.
Okay.
Hot.
Okay. Most NHLers do have hot girlfriends.
No.
Okay.
Even compared to NHL girlfriends, this one's hot. She's employed by, I believe it's, I want to say Fox, to essentially be Foxy on the sidelines of NFL games.
Oh, okay.
She's hot.
Cool. Well, good for him.
Yeah, and she actually knows her sports as well.
Huh.
So.
Hotter.
Yes.
David Booth is an excellent player.
She also has some pictures of herself kissing various parts of collegiate girlfriend's anatomy on.
That must be embarrassing.
She looks like she's having a good time.
I still can't imagine she wants that in the public domain.
That was the sound of my jaw hitting the ground as we looked at her pictures. No, they're nothing. It's nothing pornographic. It's just like those pictures at a party,
yeah,
where people are posing, you know, side by side. Anyway, very attractive young lady.
Excellent.
And I'm sure that her mom is proud.
David Booth is a great player. He's probably second line player on a good team.
Okay.
Although he's excellent. Other than that, Dale Tallon has thrown large sums of money at whoever will accept it to come to Florida.
And, I mean, it is fun to say names like Steven Weiss. That's a fun name to say.
Marcel Gauck.
I believe it's Gotch.
Is it Gotch?
I believe it's Gotch. I believe it could be Goch.
Whatever. G-O-C.
Yeah, Marcel
G-O-C.
G-O-C, which is his rap handle, I believe. Interesting of note for Vancouverites, Michael Repick, ex of the Vancouver Giants, is on the roster. Whether or not he makes a big club, I don't know.
Also of interest to Vancouver Canucks fans, Sergei Shirokov is not on this roster.
No, he went and signed with the KHL.
Which everybody knew he was going to do, and Dale Tallon still traded for him.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get into any more about Dale Tallon. I mean, the poor guy. I mean, he's given this loser of a franchise to deal with, and he's got to hit the cap floor. He's got to spend some money. I'm just saying. I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. However, these guys are going to be lucky if they win, let's say, 20 games.
Yeah, I think that's a little harsh with the...
These guys might be the bottom of the league this year. Bad team.
They'll be close. I'm going to say 30 just because of the shootouts, but yeah, they won't be very good.
I've got Washington winning the division, but Tampa's going to give them a run for their money.
I don't think it'll be that close. Washington runs away with it. Tampa, Carolina, in the playoffs.
You got Carolina in the playoffs.
I got Carolina in eighth.
I do not have Carolina making the playoffs.
Okay.
By the way, that fine sound you hear in the background is a lovely man who is scraping the ice at eight rinks. That is an ice scraper. Scraping the ice. Otherwise known as a shovel.
Snow shovel.
Shovel. Yes, a shovel. And he's just warned us they're going to turn the lights off. So it's a good thing we've just made our picks.
Yeah.
So, anything else you have to add? Because I've got Tampa and Washington making the playoffs.
No,
you've
you
got
know,
Carolina as well.
Yeah, you know what, Jason? I am freezing my tits off, and I would like to go.
All right, and I have a personal rule that any time Chris brings up his breastal areas, that's time for me to leave.
All right.
So, thanks very much, everyone. Have a good one.
Take care.
Let me speak plain. I've got to sit and wait for my mouth to catch up to my brain. Time is spinning clockwise down the drain. Come back to me soon, because I'll soon be out of range. I'm feeling able as Cain. I only take these for pain. Broke out of rehab just like Ahab in that book by Mark Twain. Don't you worry, I'll see you back here again. I don't mean to complain, but it's familiar terrain. I'm firing melon. tearing up the rules to the game. Now the moon's on the wane, I'm feeling slightly more sane. I'm riding shotgun with my stomach and we're ready for fame. But I'm losing my grip on the reins. It's all too normal now, and once it seems so strange, time for
saying that David Booth and Thomas Fletcher are on the first line.
Yeah.
You can be kind of a dink sometimes, you know that?